I'm sorry for the slow start. This is a process that normally takes us about 15 minutes, and I think we acted it in record time.
We did.
This is an event we call Braille is Beautiful, and we started doing Braille is Beautiful about a dozen years ago because we heard so many people saying Braille is really difficult, and it's hard to teach, and it's slow, and you can't read it with any kind of flair and fun anyway. And so we got the idea of doing an event that would kind of counteract some of that mythology by reading a dramatic piece and reading it in a fun and fluent, lively way and bringing out the humor and the flair of it. And Braille is Beautiful has grown over the years into an event that we all enjoy, and months in advance I'll have people telling me that they would like to read this year and what's the script going to be. So this year we're actually reviving two scripts that we did way back in the beginning days of Braille is Beautiful. The first one, a few people may remember, is File and Forget by James Thurber. We now have developed Braille is Beautiful to the point that we have added some special effects with Byron's wonderful sound effects. We didn't have that in the beginning days. So without further ado, I would like the cast of the File and Forget to introduce themselves, starting with James Thurber.
My name is Anthony Thomas.
Alma Winicky.
Leslie Hamrick.
Mrs. Edwards. Deborah Stein. Jeanette Gaines.
Denise Avant.
Clint Jordan.
Steve Hostellas.
H.F. Kluffman.
David Meyer.
Ellen Bagley.
Debbie Pittman.
And Mother.
Nadia Montanez.
Say it louder, please.
Say it out.
Nadia
Speak
Montanez.
Out. There you go. Okay. We're on.
To Miss Alma Winicky, the Charters Publishing Company, New York. Dear Miss Winicky, your letter of October 25th, which you sent to me in care of the homestead, Hot Springs, Arkansas, has been forwarded to my home in Cornwall, Connecticut, by the homestead, Hot Springs, Virginia. As you know, Mrs. Thurber and I sometimes visit this Virginia resort, but we haven't been there for more than a year. Your company, in the great tradition of publishers, has sent so many letters to me at Hot Springs, Arkansas, that the postmaster there has simply taken to sending them on to the right address, or what would be the right address if I were there. I suggest to you that you remove from your files all addresses of mine except the West Cornwall one. Another publishing firm recently sent a letter to me at 655 West 11th Street, an address I vacated in the summer of 1930. It would not come as a surprise to me if your firm wrote me in care of my mother at 568 Oak Street, Columbus, Ohio. I was 13 years old when I lived there back in 1908. As to the contents of your letter of the 25th, I did not order 36 copies of Peggy Peckham's book, Grandma Was a Nudist. I trust that you have not shipped these books to me in care of the Homestead Hot Springs address, Arkansas, or anywhere else. Sincerely yours, Jay Thurber.
Alma Winicky. Dear Mr. Thurber, I am dreadfully sorry for the mix-up over Miss Peckham's book. We have been pretty much upset around here since the advent of a Mr. Clint Jordan and his installation of a new system. I still cannot understand from what file our shipping department got your address from as 165 West 11th Street. I removed the Hot Springs address, Arkansas address, from our file and have so notified our Mr. Kluffman, who has charge of such matters. I trust that we will not disturb your tranquility any further up there in West Cornwall. Sincerely yours, Alma Winicky. P.S. It must be lovely this time of year in Virginia, and I envy you and Mrs. Thurber. Have a lovely time at the homestead.
Dear Mr. Thurber, I decided to come right out with a little problem that was accidentally dumped in my lap yesterday. I hope you will forgive me for what happened, and perhaps you can suggest what I should do with the books. There are 36 of them, and unfortunately, they arrived when my little son Donald was alone downstairs. By the time I had found out about the books, he had torn off the wrappings and built a cute little house out of them. I have placed them all on a shelf out of his reach while awaiting word from you as to what I should do with them. As soon as that word comes, I will ship them to you. COD. I heard from old Mrs. Winston next door that you and your family once lived here at 568 Oak Street. She thinks it was about the year of Halley's Comet. Sincerely yours, Mrs. J.C. Edwards.
To Leon Charters, the Charters Publishing Company, New York. Dear Mr. Charters, I am enclosing a letter from Mrs. J.C. Edwards of Columbus, Ohio, in the fervent hope that you will do something to stop this insane flux of books. I never ordered these books. I have not read Grandma Was a Nudist. I do not intend to read Grandma Was a Nudist. I want something done to get these volumes off of my trail and out of my consciousness. Sincerely yours, Jay Thurber. P.S. Maybe Miss Jeanette Gaines in your stock order department could straighten out this mess. Once, when I met her, she came close, very close, to making sense.
To Mr. James Thurber, West Cornwall, Connecticut. Dear Mr. Thurber, Mr. Charters has turned your letter of the 19th over to me. I have asked Mr. Kluffman to write to Mrs. J.C. Edwards in Columbus and arrange for the reshipping of the 36 copies of Grandma Was a Nudist. I find that you have 3 times ordered copies of your own book, Thurber's Ark, which were shipped to you in West Cornwall. I take it that what you really want is 36 copies of your own book, which are being shipped to you today with our regrets for the great discomfort we may have caused you. Cordially yours, Jeanette Gaines, Stock Order Department.
To Henry Johnson, the Charters Publishing Company, Dear Harry, I have a forlorn and depressing feeling that I no longer know anybody down there who understands English. I turn to you as a last resort. What I want, or rather, what I don't want, is simple enough, Harry. Heaven knows it's simple. I don't want any more copies of my book. I don't want any more copies of my book. I don't want any more copies of my book as ever, Jim.
To Mr. James Thurber, The Homestead, Hot Springs, Virginia. Dear Jim Thurber, your letter to Harry Johnson has just come to my attention, and I regret to say that Harry is no longer with us. We all feel deeply about your having turned against your book, Thurber's Ark. I note that in your recent mood, you have the feeling that you never want to see it again. Let me assure you that this is just a passing fancy. When you put in your last order for 36 copies, you surely must have had some definite use in mind for them. I'm banking on my 20 years of experience in the book publishing game that when I take the liberty of sending these 36 books off to you today.
Dear Mr. Thurber, I hope you will forgive me for inexcusably misplaced the address of the lady to whom 36 copies of Grandma Was a Nudist were sent by mistake. I understand we have already dispatched to you at your home another 36 copies of this same book to take the place of those that went astray. My apologies again. Sincerely, H. F. Kloffman.
Dear Mr. Kloffman, the lady's name is Mrs. J. C. Edwards, and she lives at 568 Oak Street, Columbus, Ohio. I have explained as clearly as I could in previous letters that I did not order 36 copies of Grandma Was a Nudist. If you have actually sent or shipped to me another 36 copies of this book, it would make a total of 72 copies, none of which will I pay for. The 36 copies of Thurber's Ark, which Mr. Johnson has written to me, he intends to send to West Cornwall, would bring to 108 the total number of books that your firm, by a conspiracy of confusion unique even in the case of publishers, has mistakenly charged to my account. Sincerely yours, J. Thurber.
Dear Mr. Jordan, I am sure you will be sorry to learn that Mr. Thurber has had one of his spells as the result of a multiplication of books and misunderstanding that began with Miss Alma Winicki's letter of October 25th. Those of us around Mr. Thurber are greatly disturbed by the unfortunate circumstances that have caused him to give up writing. 36 copies of Mr. Thurber's book and 36 copies of Grandma Was a Nudist have arrived at his home here and he has asked me to advise you that he intends to burn all 72. West Cornwall is scarcely the community for such a demonstration. He proposes to burn them in the middle of U.S. Highway 7. Mr. Thurber wishes me to tell you that he does not want to hear from any of you again. Sincerely yours, Ellen Bagley, Secretary to Mr. Thurber.
Dear Jamie, I don't understand the clipping from the Cornwall Journal that Helen's mother sent me about someone burning all these books of yours in the street. I never heard of such a thing in all my born days. I don't understand. How could they take the books without your knowing it? Or what? Or what you were doing with so many copies of the novel about the naked grandmother? The very idea, at her age, she couldn't carry on like that in Columbus. Let me tell you why, when I was a girl, you didn't dare walk with a man after sunset unless he was your husband. And even then, there was talk. It's a good thing that state policemen came along in time to save most of the books from being completely ruined. You must be thankful for the note Mr. Jordan put in one of your books. For the policemen would never have known who they belonged to. He hadn't found it. A woman here in Columbus, Mrs. J.C. Edwards, phoned this morning and said that her son Donald collects books and wants to send them to you to be autographed. I suppose? I told her simply, wouldn't have the time to sign all of them. And she said she didn't care what you did with them. And then she said they weren't your books at all. And so I just hung up on her. With love, Mother. P.S. Desmond Edwards called again and said she lives at 568 Oak Street. I told her we used to live there. And she said, heaven knows she is aware of that. I don't know what she means. I was afraid. This little boy would send you all those books to sign at West Cornwall. And I know you hate to autograph books when you're working. So I told her to send them to you at the homestead in Hot Springs. Be sure to bundle up when you go out.
Well, thank you. That's a lovely reading of File and Forget. Here's our closing music. Here it is. Our next reading is another script that we read many years ago, back in the days before we were as developed a project as we have become. It's called First Day, and the author is Robert Garner McBrearty, not to be confused with our own Robert Gardner, who's also an author. And this is really a first, because if the streaming is working properly, Robert Garner McBrearty in person will be listening in Boulder, Colorado, to this reading. So how about a shout out to Robert McBrearty? The script is based on a short story that is published in a collection of stories by Robert, and it's called Let the Birds Drink in Peace, and you can actually find it on Bookshare if you would like to go and explore more of Robert's work. So, without further ado, again, we will introduce ourselves, and The Boss will be read by...
Anthony Thomas.
The New Kid will be read by...
Alex Gamino.
And The First Passerby will be read by...
Linda Handel.
The Second Passerby...
Ken Shad.
The Third Passerby...
Bill Reif.
The First Guy...
Rose Sloan.
The Second Guy...
Debbie Pittman.
And The Man with the Clipboard...
Denise Avant.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Person with a Clipboard. The Figure of Authority.
Hi-ho!
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 Hi-ho! Hi-ho! It's off to work we go. Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Great! Hi-ho! It's off to work.
Do you know how to work hard? I mean hard.
Not really.
Well, I'll take a chance on you. The first thing you need to do is move that big thing over there.
That big thing?
Heck yes, that big thing.
It sure looks big.
You're darn right it's big. That's one big thing.
Where do you want it?
Well, we sure as heck don't want it over there, do we?
So, where do you want it?
Where do you think we want it, Einstein?
Do you want it over there?
Heck no, we don't want it over there. What the heck would we want that big thing over there for?
I guess we don't.
You're darn right we don't. Take it down to the warehouse, Edison.
Where's the warehouse?
Where's the warehouse? You work here? You don't know where the warehouse is? Three blocks down that way, then turn that way, then turn that way. That's where the warehouse is, Michelangelo.
Okay, I'll take that big thing down to the warehouse.
They'll know what to do with that big thing down there.
Should I hoist it up on my shoulders?
No, you don't lift those big things, Galileo. You roll them. What did you do, go to college? You roll those big things. You don't lift them.
Okay, I'll roll it. I'll just get behind it and...
How's it feel?
Big.
You're darn right. Roll it straight, Da Vinci.
It's getting a little easier. It's starting to roll.
Don't let that big thing get away from you.
Whoa, we're out on the street now.
The street, young man.
Watch out! Watch out! He's out of control!
Look out! I can't slow down!
Be careful with that big thing. You ought to be ashamed.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do my job.
You're a menace to society. That's what you are.
So, I turned this way, then I turned that way, then I turned that way, running behind the big thing. Then, I see a bunch of guys standing on the loading dock by the warehouse.
Hey, put the brakes on, buddy!
Slow that thing down before you run somebody over.
I can't slow down. I can't control it.
What the heck are you trying to do with that big thing? Kill somebody?
My boss told me to take it down here.
Well, we sure don't want that big thing here. Why do you think we want that big thing here?
I'm just trying to do my job.
You got a form?
No. Nobody said anything about a form.
Well, I sure can't take that big thing without a form, can I? You're going to have to take it back and get a form.
Okay, I'll get a form.
And don't forget to bring me some avocados while you're at it.
If I can just get this big thing turned around.
Crank it! Crank that baby!
Where?
Where? Crank it! Where? Aw, jeez.
Get that big thing out of here, will you?
If you don't get that big thing out of here right now, I'm gonna waste you. I'm gonna blow you away.
You can't get away with that down here. We won't take it.
Rolling now. It wants to roll.
Woo! Look at her go!
It loves to roll. It was born to roll. It will roll! I don't want to take the big thing back on the street. I'm gonna steer it through an alley and see if I can take a shortcut. What are you thinking, Cat? Watch out! Out of the alley, now into a park. The big thing loves to roll on the grass. It's getting farther and farther away from me. Look out! Stop! Stop! Whoa. I'm sure glad the boss didn't see that. The big thing hitting a tree. It looks fine though. I'm gonna get a drink at that fountain over there. Whew, that's better. It's just what I needed. Whoa, what are you doing? Leave that big thing alone, you jerks. Those jerks are rolling the big thing down a hill. They're way up ahead of me. And they won't stop. No. I look down into a muddy ditch. The big thing is lying there at the bottom. I slide down the bank and wade in after it. It won't budge. It's sinking. My foot's caught under it. I'm sinking. I'm sinking too. The big thing and me, we're going down together. I'm up to my hips in the mud, up to my shoulders, up to my neck.
What are you doing with that big thing, Houdini?
I ran into a little trouble bringing it back.
Why the heck were you trying to bring it back, Galileo?
They said I needed a form.
You forgot the form? You didn't take the darn form?
Nobody said anything about a form to me.
Nobody said anything? You don't just move one of those big things without a form, do you?
I guess not.
Get the cable around the big thing, boys.
I've got hold of the big things. They're pulling me up. They're pulling me out, too. I'm covered in mud. I've even got mud in my ears.
Joe, take this big thing down to the warehouse and tell them I'm sorry for sending Lancelot. Tell them Lancelot didn't know what the heck he was doing.
No problem, boss.
They want some avocados, too.
Are you out of your mind, Columbus? You mean you forgot the avocados? You didn't even take the avocados? Can you imagine what would happen if they didn't get their avocados?
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
How can anybody forget the avocados?
Am I fired?
Fired? Don't be so sensitive, Geronimo. What? Don't you like working here? If you weren't so muddy, I'd give you a lift.
Don't worry about it. I'll walk.
Get some lunch, Tolstoy.
I walk back to work. I sit down with some guys in the grass. They offer me some chips and avocado dip.
So how do you like those big things?
They're okay.
You'll get the hang of them.
Is the boss always like that?
What do you mean by that? Is the boss always like what?
Nothing.
The boss is a great guy.
He seems like it.
You're new. Just listen and learn. You're going to love it here.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Thank you to all of our readers. And thank you to Byron Lee for putting together all of our sound.
Now, don't leave. Because you all that are up here, I guarantee every one of them sing it better than I do. So please don't leave. Byron, did you get that song? Okay. I want to take just a little bit of time and learn this song. And believe me, you don't want me to take the lead on this. Just believe me. I know what my talents are, and singing is definitely at the bottom of the list.
Patty.
Yeah. No, Alex, no. Trust me. I, I realize they're going to vote me out tomorrow because I'm not running, but they'd vote me out now. Byron, you want to play it through, and then when people can pick it up, we just want to learn to do this, okay? This is our 75 days song. So whenever you're ready.
Let's go build the Federation. Let's go build the Federation. And then the girls are going to come in with 75 and 75, 75 and 75.
All day long, but you don't want me singing. All right. Let's do, I have a couple of announcements. I'm sure this is not going to surprise anyone in the room, but when we're finished, we need to clear this room. Hospitality, will, like I say, it won't surprise anybody. 6 o'clock, hospitality will be back down here. I believe that they will set up the bar out in the hall like they did last night, which is fine. And the banquet will start in here at 7. Okay. Those who are on the scholarship committee, immediately after this meeting, will meet in 668. Did I forget anything I need to announce, Denise? I know we need to do award prizes, but did I forget any announcements that need to be done? Okay. All right. Hasn't this been a great day? Awesome presenters. I'm telling you, and thanks to everyone who presented. Thanks to everybody that's working. Of course, we're not done. We still have a banquet. We still have tomorrow. Significant Others is going on now. Are you ready for door prize? Let's do a, you think we should do a big one before we adjourn?
Okay.
All right, let's do a nice big one.
All right. We have a mug
I'm sorry, we have a mug from the 1977 National Convention, plus $50, I'm wondering if anybody could use $50 in here, from the Merchants Division, and if Marco could hand me the name.
We'll do it.
Nellie Gamino, are you in the room?
I suspect she is. Nellie, I assume you're here. I haven't heard her yet, but... Okay, good, you're here. Woo! I figured you'd be here to listen to Alex. All right, is there any other announcement that we should make? I did decide we'd do all the resolutions tomorrow. I was going to do the BBS one today, but I forgot until now, so it'll happen tomorrow. Any questions, any announcements before we adjourn? We are actually adjourned a few minutes early. Good job.